Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. We've got a great day turned up today. We've got Sonia from the Woori Community House. She'll be with us in half a second. And then we've got a financial counsel coming in between one and two. Kim will be with us. We know that quite a few people in the Yarra Valley, because of job losses, because of corona and all sorts of reason, there are quite a few people under financial stress. So we'll talk to you about Kim will have some ideas that can help you along. But anyway, for the first hour, we've got Sonia from Woori Community House. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Very well on this beautiful sunny day.
Terrific, isn't it? Now, the best bit of news is you're back. That Woori Community House is now up and running. Is it up and running fully or what?
Not fully. We finally were able to open our doors to the public on the 9th of November, and we've started classes just this week, and we've got just a couple of classes that will be running for 3 to 4 weeks, just so that people can reconnect back in with us and do things in a safe manner before we have proper classes running next year.
Well, I suppose, too, there's not that many more weeks left in this year,
is there? There's not.
So when do you finish?
We're closing for the January school holidays on the 17th of December, so the week before Christmas.
Yep.
And then we're closed until the end of January. I think we come back on the 29th.
Terrific. All right, so tell us a bit about what is Backman Place, Sonia.
Okay, so as of this week, we've got Painting from Nature that is on Tuesdays, 10:30 a.m., and that's running for 4 weeks.
So how experienced as a painter do you have to be?
No experience necessary at all. We had someone who painted their first leaf yesterday and did a tremendous job of it. So you don't have to have any experience whatsoever to be joining the class.
Yep. Right.
So, and you work at your own pace. So there might be other people who are more experienced in the class, but you might just be starting out, and that is perfectly fine.
So that's from home via Zoom?
No, so that's in-house.
Oh, right.
We're running a couple of in-house classes. We have to do all the social distancing and the sanitising and so forth. So we're lucky that we can space it out in our main room, and you can be part of a class, but you're very much spaced out.
Very good. All right, so what else is back too for Sonia?
So tomorrow we've got our social group called Golden Years returning.
The Golden Oldies.
Pretty much. Golden Years. And, you know, if you're in your 50s and you decide that that's what's golden for you, then you're welcome to come. Or if you're in your 80s and you feel that that's golden for you, then you can also come. So that's a social group that meets here and has met in the past, but it's restarting again tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. So people are welcome to come to that, have a cuppa, have a snack, and just reconnect in with other people.
Is it? Is there a leader for that? Like, does it follow some sort of theme?
We do have a volunteer leader who comes and runs this group for us.
But it, like, does it get into discussions, or is it just a come?
They can do. Oh yeah, they definitely can do. And before the pandemic, we were doing a few things called armchair travel every second week. So we'd have the projector set up and you could have a look at some places of where you've either travelled to or where you'd like to travel to and have discussions. We also have a few different topics that they may raise and have a discussion about. And I'm sure that tomorrow there'll be lots of discussions about sanitising, masks, keeping social distancing and the whole pandemic.
So is that the first time since about March that's been on?
Yes.
All right, so what else have we got coming up too?
Then tomorrow we've also got yoga starting just during the day, and that's at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and we've only got a four-week program for that. And again, we're holding very small classes, so there's limited numbers, so that we can abide by social distancing and sanitising everything. So,
what time is that on tomorrow, please?
That's on at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep. And how long does it run for?
Till 2:30.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Is there costs involved with some of these? We should mention that if there are costs involved. Yeah.
With the painting, it's $50 for the 4 weeks, but that's already started, so there'd be a reduction in that if you came for the next 3 weeks.
Yep.
The Golden Years is free, and the yoga is $80 for 4 weeks.
Oh, but she had an hour and a half, you said, wasn't it?
An hour and a half, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's a great opportunity.
It certainly is, and it's really good to do some relaxing at the end and do a bit of meditation at the end of it and really set yourself up for getting ready for the weekend.
Yep, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as of next week, we're starting up our crochet class again, but only for 3 weeks. And that'll be on Wednesdays from 1 o'clock till 2:30. And that's $40 for the 3 weeks. And we've got a lady who's a well-known artist, and she is well known as far as being a crochet teacher and so forth, so she'll be coming along and teaching that class.
Is there a lot of crocheting done these days? I don't know. I don't hear about it much.
It's actually started up again.
Has it?
Yeah, and it's really, people are very interested in getting back into the tactile therapies and so forth. We've also had some people who've been interested and asked us about knitting, having some knitting classes, because that's apparently coming back, and also macrame. Oh. So if there's anyone out there who's got some skills and would be available to be a tutor, we're always looking for tutors who can offer some services to us.
I have been told, and you'd probably know this better than I, but they tell me that quite a few of the guys are taking up knitting, which just didn't happen years ago.
No. It's a very great world where it doesn't matter what gender you are and what it is that you're doing. I was actually talking with one of my sons the other day, and he proudly told me how he sewed a button back onto his pants. And I was very pleased that I have developed in him some skills that he doesn't need to depend on a parent or someone else to do.
I shouldn't ask, but how old was your son?
He's 25.
So that's his first one he's done, is it? But anyway,
that's
no, we shouldn't laugh.
Because it's normally mum.
No, we shouldn't laugh. But, yeah, I mean, you go back a few years ago, if a guy sort of got on the train and he was doing any knitting, or he said to you, look, oh, part of a part-time is pastime is knitting, I mean, it just wouldn't have happened. I mean, people would have laughed. But,
no.
I mean, we are more accepting than that. So that's terrific. So really, while you haven't got all your programs back, but you're really starting to get some back. I've just got to take a quick break, at, Sonia. Then we'll come back and talk about what's still going on via Zoom or whatever you use. All right?
Okay.
We'll just take a quick break. And this one's for you. This is the Angels and Take a Long Time.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 23 minutes past 12 already, and we're at 25 degrees, so we're gradually itching up towards that 28 degrees. I have with me this afternoon Sonia from the Wurri Community House. Now, Sonia, we're talking about things that you're doing up front or back live in front of everyone at the community house. What about what's still going on with Zoom? Have you still got some programs running on Zoom?
Yes, we do. We still have our Zoom online community cuppa and chats, and that's open to the general public. You register with us via email and we send you a link so that you can access the Zoom, and that's on Tuesdays at 1:30 till 2:30. And that'll be going through until the 8th of December.
And we should mention Zoom is very, very easy to download. Even I can download it, so anyone can. And it's very easy to use.
Very easy. And we can talk you through any issues that you may possibly have.
Yep.
So it's very easy to connect in there, have a chat with a few other people. Sometimes we have people who showcase some of the things they've been doing. And just reconnect in with the community. And it was great to use, particularly when we weren't able to see anyone in person.
And one of the things we do need to mention that, social isolation is becoming a real problem, and we'll have a mental health expert on in the next couple of weeks, because we're all going to have to make that effort to get out, because we've been locked up for so long that all of a sudden some people not only are they frightened that COVID might come back, but some of them are just frightened that they've been in the home so long, 24 hours a day on maybe 6 days a week and a couple of hours out on a couple of days, that people are really a bit worried about getting out. So I guess what I'm trying to say is Zoom is the start of that, isn't it? If you can reconnect.
It is, yeah. Reconnect and see other people face to face via the computer, to build up some confidence to then see people when you go down the shops and everything. Once you've been in hibernation for a long time, it can be scary to make those first steps into going back into the community, particularly when we have this threat of possibly contracting the disease.
Yeah, it's been a tough time, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a difficult thing to go through, but as someone said yesterday, we're in the process of making history. And we're part of that history at the moment.
And we don't really want to be part of it, do we?
No, we don't want to, but we're in a history-making moment. And we can say, I remember when.
Yeah, and I guess one of the major things too, if this had been 10 or 15 years ago, we'd have been in a lot of trouble. I mean, the technology's out there now to be used.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know there's still a lot of people out there who don't feel comfortable with technology. However, we can help them with that. We've had access to some digital mentors and we can utilise those skills to help teach the rest of the community. I've had to be taught how to use it myself because I wasn't au fait with much technology. I still wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I can get by.
Yeah, and you know, we should emphasise this to anybody who's feeling a bit, it's all going to be too hard. It isn't hard at all. And if you've got somebody who can talk you through it, like yourselves,
they'll
do it very quickly.
Yes. And then it's just a matter of practicing it and joining our cuppa and chat every week and fine-tuning some of the skills from there.
Yep. Sonia, we should just give people the contact details if they want to get involved with some of these things, particularly with Zoom. How do they get hold of you?
Well, if they feel more comfortable to talk to someone first, they can ring and call us on 59646 857, or if you're happy enough just to email us, you can email us at info@warricomhouse.org.au. That's info@warricomhouse.org.au.
Oh, that's fantastic. And there'll be someone there to talk them through it.
Absolutely.
And you don't need a really expensive technology, do you? I mean, you can get
iPads. No, you can do it on the phone, you can do it on your laptop, you can do it on a standard computer.
And for anybody who hasn't got a laptop, you can buy them fairly cheaply now from any of the big...
iPads. Some people join us via iPads.
Yep.
So, and I think, yeah, there's a lot of the younger people in schools who use iPads for school and everything. Yeah. So there might be a laptop somewhere around or an iPad somewhere around.
And I guess if we talk to any of the older people, and particularly some of these will be, the grandkids will get you there in 2 seconds flat.
Exactly. They might not show you how to do it, but they'll set it up for you.
I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Not a problem.
Thanks. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 25 minutes to 1 and 25 degrees. We're heading for 28 today, mostly sunny, down to 14 tonight and 32 tomorrow. Nice and warm. I'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. But at the moment, I have with me Sonia from the Wiri Community House, and we're talking about all things that are going on down there. The good news is they're back in business, and quite a few of their programs are now face-to-face with obviously all the restrictions that are going on. Sonia, you've got some tax help available.
Yes, at the moment, the ATO has extended our ability to offer free tax help just until the end of November. So that's November 30th. We can offer free tax help, but you do need to make an appointment.
And they need to get into it pretty quick, don't they?
Yes, very quickly. But you'll also need to contact the ATO to ask for an extension, because normally this program finishes at the end of October. Even though they're offering it to us until the end of November that we can run it, participants still need to request an extension to lodge their tax return.
Yep. So how do they find out more about that? Go onto your website or?
They can go onto our website. They can ring to make an appointment, and I can give them details on who to ring to ask for an extension to lodge their tax return, but we can also help them through all that.
Great. Now, you want to talk about the care packs?
We still have a couple of the care packs available. So if there's anybody who you know who might like their little box of sunshine, who just might still need some cheering up, who might still feel a little bit anxious about coming out into the community and so forth, we can get their details and do a little delivery to their doorstep. And it just contains a few little bits and pieces that hopefully put a smile on their dial.
Well, that's what you want to do in this in these times,
isn't it? Exactly.
Now, the phone tree is still going, you were saying.
Yes, we still have the phone tree. We've had some people who've also moved out of the area, but we're still able to connect in with them by using the phone tree and still have chats with them so that they can find out what's going on in this area and how they're liking it up in the areas that they've moved to and so forth. So that's just a no obligation chat on the phone, 5-10 minutes a week, and you can contact us if you want to be a volunteer to make the phone calls, or you can contact us if you want to receive the phone calls, and so we can organise someone to give you a phone call.
So it can be either way. You're looking
either
for
way.
People looking for as a volunteer, or they can be the person that you're going to ring.
Exactly.
So yep. Who? What's your number again, please?
59-646-857.
So that's 59-646-857. And
that's
just,
right.
Just tell them that you want to go on the phone tree.
That's correct.
And again, it's another way. I mean, it's not a crisis line, is it? We should mention that.
No, it's not a crisis line. It's just to have a chat, to talk about the weather and the price of petrol and whatever else is happening.
Well, I bet now we're out and about, the petrol will start to go up again.
Yes, I'm sure it will. And yes, yeah. But also, you know, people just like to have a chat and talk about their masks and whether they're having any issues with them and how long are we going to have to wear this for and all that type of stuff. It's just somewhere to let have a chat, and that's all.
Well, again, it's a social connection, isn't it? It's just
right,
keeping people involved with each other rather than just saying to people, well, you know, it's you're on your own. And I guess, and you would know this better than what I would, but I guess for a person, particularly if the husband's just died or the wife's just died, it's not easy to get out again, I guess. So, I mean, you can start off using your Zoom and things like that, or your phone tree, and then get put your tongue back in, and you can gradually get into it more too, can't you?
That's right. There's some of the first steps that you can take to help to decrease some of the isolation and have contact with someone before actually venturing out and having, you know, more contact in a physical type of sense.
Well, and I mean, we are social creatures, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We're not
Absolutely.
Designed to just sit at home. And I mean, that's where depression starts, doesn't it?
That's right,
so,
yeah.
And with a lot of your, I mean, or sure, if you're supplying equipment and you're doing things like that, there's a cost. But I mean, you can get involved with the Wiri Community House for a small fee each year, can't you? And not
absolutely.
Your hand is in your pocket all the time.
That's right. We've also had programs in the past, and we hope to run some more of them next year, where we actually hire the iPads.
Yep.
So if you don't have access to an iPad or a computer, we've got access to that equipment, and you can use that to connect in with using Zoom or having a meeting or playing some games. There's lots of card games and so forth to play on these devices and get yourself familiar with it. So you might say, oh, look, I don't know if I want to buy an iPad. So this can be your way of using it for a week, a bit like a library where you just use it for a week and then you return it and then you say, yeah, I think an iPad would suit me or an laptop would suit me, and then you can go, it's a try before you buy something scheme.
Sounds terrific. Sonia, I've just got to take another quick break, but we'll be back with more.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. And years from now, you'll make it to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me the day I wonder. I took a right turning yesterday. Yeah, I took a right turning yesterday. I'll do my best and do the best I can. To keep my feet from jumping from the ground, dear. To keep my heart from jumping through my mouth, dear. To keep the past and not the present. To try and learn when you teach me a lesson. I know.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 14 minutes to 1, 26 degrees. And I have with me Sonia from the Woori Community House. Sonia, you were saying that you often have a Christmas gathering, so you're still hoping to have one this year?
Yes, we generally try to hold a Christmas gathering, a lunch for our members. And that's our final celebration for the year. And we're hoping to be able to have a form of something, whether it be just outside that we stand around and get together. But we're looking at doing this on the 8th of December at 12:30.
And you'll obviously let people know where and when. And
we will, as soon as we hear the last of the possible lifting of restrictions on the 23rd, and we'll see where we go from there.
That's this Sunday, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And the Woori Kids Festival didn't go ahead this year.
No, unfortunately, we weren't able to hold the Woori Kids Fest. So what we've done instead is we've decided to do a competition to keep the young people a little bit more occupied during January. So we will be sending out details to all the schools in our area, and, of course, we'll be advertising it on all our internet advertising with web pages and Facebook. And so what we're looking at doing is having people think about what is it that you love about living in the Woori district. And for the grade preppies to grade two, we're going to have a colouring in competition so that they can work with that theme. For the grade threes and fours, we're going to have a decorating crafty competition, or they can write a story. And for the grade fives and sixes, we'd like them to take some photos of the area of what they like living in this area, and perhaps create a collage and so forth, and then submit that to us, and we'll have some prizes available for them at the end of January.
And that's when does that open?
That will be opening on the 17th of December, and that'll give them the whole month of January while they're home on school holidays and may not have as much to do as what everyone has at the moment.
And getting out of mum's and under mum's and dad's feet.
That's right. You know, they might just hop onto their bike and go down to the Warburton Trail and maybe take some photos of what it is that they love about the freedom of, you know, going for a push bike ride or a walk or what have you.
Oh, terrific.
So, yeah.
Sonia, I've got to take one more quick break and then we'll be back and we'll wrap it up. We'll tell everybody.
Not a problem.
We'll tell everybody terrific. How to get hold of you and your phone numbers, your website and all that.
Yep. Thanks. Not a worry.
Listening to The Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're at 7 minutes to one and 26 degrees. And I have with me Sonia from the Woori Community House, and she's telling us what's going on. Now, Sonia, you've got us excited. We want to get involved. How are we going to find out more about the Woori Community House, please?
That's That's great. Well, you can pop in and see us, and we're located here in Shop 5 in the group of shops with the radio station. So that's Shop 5, Healesville, Cooey Rough Road in Warrialik. Or you can call us on 59646 857. Email us on info@warricomhouse.org.au or find our website on www.warricomhouse.org.au. And we also have two Facebook pages. One is the Warri Community House Facebook page and the other one is called Warri Sonia, and that's where we can interact a little bit more with you.
Sonia, could you just give us all those details again, please, in case people didn't get them written down?
Okay, so the phone number is 59-646-857. The email is info@worricomhouse.org.au.
And the Worricom House, that's all one word, isn't it?
That's all one word, yep. Yes. And to find our website, it's the www.worricomhouse.org.au.
Sonia, before we go, I mean, we've still got a few minutes to go yet. I guess you're always looking for, well, not leaders, I suppose, but people that could come in and run a program, or have you basically got set programs?
We're always looking for tutors who'd like to volunteer to take a class. We're actually also at the moment, we've had a little issue out the front of our premises with our community garden where someone took our garden boxes. So at the moment we're looking for if there's anybody out there who can help us out. We've got some ideas that we'd like to further discuss, but we also need a little bit of muscle power so that we can get that community garden up and running again and plant some snow peas and tomatoes so that community members can come along and pick and eat it whenever they want.
Were the boxes stolen, do you know, or what happened?
I think that someone wanted to give us a hand, so they decided to take our wooden boxes without consultation with us. And unfortunately, all our good soil that we had a composting box in there also, which is gone. So now all our soil sort of spilling out onto the footpath and onto the car park. And if they want to help us, that's fine. That's great. We appreciate any help we can get, but please consult with us to do that.
So I guess what you're looking for is either a men's shed or a retired builder or a retired handyman who's got nothing to do and would love to come down and build some boxes the way you want them built.
Exactly. Like I said, we do have some materials here and we do have some ideas, but we need a little bit of muscle power. And hopefully someone can help us out with a possible working bee in a couple of weeks.
Well, there should be plenty of people out there that would now are allowed out that want to be, that want to get out and do something. And so they're helping a non-profit organisation too.
That would be lovely.
And they'll probably meet... and I say guys because it's probably going to be a guy that's, that you're looking for. And they're probably going to be two or three other guys who've got very little to do as well.
That would be great, and that's what we need. We've got ideas, but we may not have the muscle power at the moment, so we need a bit more muscle power and thinking about how to go about doing it so that then we can plant some vegetables that the community can access.
Can be used. And the other thing too, we should mention too, is your little library still going out the front so they can access it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Exactly. We still have our street library out the front and we do change the books every couple of weeks. However, we have found that people have been taking them and replacing them, and that is great. That is exactly what we want to see. A whole heap of new books coming and going. So that's accessible 24/7.
And it is, because I walk down there when I'm here on a Sunday doing the rock and roll show. I walk down there and see it there. and look, that's terrific, isn't it? There's no reason, like you don't have to get the library or anything like that. You can just go down there, borrow a book, and then just bring it back when you're finished or when you pick that one up, go and get another, take a book down and leave it there.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, that's terrific. So I guess what sort of books do you want in that? Sorry, Nick?
Well, because it's open to the community, it can be anything from general fiction, science fiction, autobiographies. I've even had some cooking books in there before, and it's been good to see them go because people have been doing a lot of cooking from home.
Yeah, they have.
So, yeah, gardening books. We've looked at a few gardening books ourselves recently. and I have seen a book on how to build a garden bed. I just need to talk that over with someone just to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Well, and it's also good, particularly, you know, when we're talking about a retired builder or something, they've got the tools as well.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do a job. I mean, it's obviously going to be built out of timber or something. And if you have, if you haven't got the tools, well,
that's right.
All the will in the world's not going to help you.
That's right.
Sonia, how do you see next year? Do you think you're going to have every? Well, let me say, are you going to go keep part Zoom and part up front?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think moving forward into next year, we're going to continue to offer classes online because there are some people who find that that's quite okay, and they may not be able to say come to a yoga class in person, but they may be able to do it from the comfort of their lounge room. So we'll continue to do both Zoom classes as well as in-house classes. We're hoping next year to be able to start to introduce some of the out-of-hours classes. At the moment, we're just running the classes on a Monday to Friday during the day, and we'll hopefully get to out-of-hours classes next year.
Sonia, unfortunately, I've got to go. I can't hold the news up. Thank you for being with us today, and we'll certainly talk to you in the new year.
Thanks very much, Alan. Talk to you next year.
Thanks, Sonia. Thank you. Bye.